Welcome back. It's so good to see you again. I hope you're ready. And since I sincerely desire for you to be relaxed right now, just make sure there is nothing urgent going on. Take a moment and ensure that no buzzes from your phone will disturb our time together, and it's best if the room you're in is a bit dark and very quiet. You can pause if you need to and come back to me when you're sure we won't be interrupted. Now, in our session today, we are going to go over some familiar triggers. We'll start with hypnotic triggers that shock your mind and drop you into trance, followed by some triggers that cause you pleasure, mentally, emotionally, and of course, physically. But let's start by you moving your body around for a moment. Stretch out while breathing in. Hold it for a sec. Just breathe out, letting go and relaxing. It's good to get the blood circulating before your entranced body is unmoving for a little bit. It can sometimes be like an almost paralyzed state. Your mind knowing it could move. The capability is there. And yet, even when mentally instructed, another part of the brain will just say no. Because I've told you no. And you will be so deeply entranced for me that your body only obeys my commands, not yours. It'll be so fun for me. And because you are here to listen, to obey, to have my will overpower your will, I think you will have fun too. You simply won't be able to help yourself. It's not an unpleasant thing. In fact, it will be very pleasant, very relaxing to just surrender over to me for a little bit, rest your awareness in my hands, in my voice. Surrender yourself to my very simple purpose, to have a bit of fun, and to put your mind into a wonderful subspace. But first, I'd like to have you stretch a bit more for me. Go on. I'll even instruct you on the best way to do it. Let's start with your feet and your legs. I want you to breathe in as you prepare for your stretch, then breathe out as you bend into it, continuing to breathe steadily in and out as you hold your feet and legs stretched out. And releasing. As you release your legs, you let them fall, you let them go limp. Inhaling as you move to the next stretch. Your arms, your hands extending them outwards and feeling your body uncompressing. And exhaling again as you push deeper into it. Push deeper into a calm state of being, putting yourself in my hands, my control, my voice. So good as you relax. Now just wiggle the rest of you a bit, stretching out as you breathe in and out. Perfect. Just laying back. Spread your legs a little. And relax your arms at your side. That's it. Relax. Your blood is circulating very nicely now, allowing your body to settle so much more perfectly and comfortably. hips and whole body shimmying a bit to just create that warm, cushiony feeling. You follow directions so well. Did you know that? Well, you do. And that's what makes our time together so very special. Your ability to simply follow and obey my will, my commands, my voice. It makes you the perfect hypnotic subject. And so very fun to play with. Now just breathe in for me, nice and deep, letting any tension just cycle out from your body as you exhale, and let it go. Breathing in as you feel a stillness fill you, a nice, languid, easygoing sense of the moment. Breathing out and just focusing on my voice. Let my voice become your entire awareness. Breathe in, and as you do, start to feel your body relaxing. Relaxing so deeply that each individual body part starts to feel heavy, sleepy, loose, and limp. And when you hear that word, limp, I want you to see the body part I am mentioning going completely limp for me. Like a wet noodle, just too relaxed to even move. And with it, a part of your mind blanking out. Surrendering over your brain's power over that muscle, that limb. Surrendering all ability to move it over to me. Too heavy, too sleepy to even think of moving it without the motivation of my instruction. As you breathe in and you relax, and you breathe out. And you feel your feet going limp. You breathe in and you relax. You breathe out and you feel the muscles in your legs going completely limp. It's a nice warm feeling. Being stroked by my voice as this feeling goes up your legs and into your hips. Feeling your ass and your belly going limp. You breathe in and you feel your mind quieting further. Breathe out and feel your chest loosening, shoulders rolling back and going limp. Breathing in, mind slipping back into a gentle pool of mindless tranquility. Exhale as your only important focus is my voice. Breathing in as your arms, your hands tighten for a moment. One last resistance. Breathing out as they go limp. And your mind lets out a soothed sigh of relief. A letting go. Fully into my voice and my instructions. Blanking more and more with every breath in. Going deeper and deeper into the pureness of your blank mind with every breath out. Until only from your neck up is in your control, is able to move. Roll it around a little. Go on. Roll your head and stretch your neck from one side. And then to the other. While breathing so deeply as you feel your neck go limp at my words. Your head go limp. heavy and sleepy and unable to move. Eyelids heavy now as your breathing stays regulated, stays nice and deep. Limp is your first lesson. Your whole body nice and limp for me. Your eyes feeling heavy, blinking, blinking, falling, falling heavy as they close limp and seal shut. Your only sight now is what's in your head, and perhaps you can even picture my voice and my eyes in a visual form before you. Now, it's true enough that if anything were to startle you, or if I were to do anything untrustworthy, that the hidden observer in your mind did not like, you would be able to snap right out of trance and be able to move. But for so long as you trust me, for as long as you do not move, you are obeying me, and you are being a good boy. You find it so easy to just listen. Just focus on my words. You'll find there is a peacefulness in your following my words, and letting my voice guide your mind and string along your thoughts. Find that feeling of being a good boy. When you obey, when you listen, you are a good boy. And knowing you are a good boy, truly feeling that warm and wonderful sensation of being submissive, feeling submissive, feeling dominated even in a gentle and caring way, even affectionate, it feels wonderful. And the wonderful, even pleasurable feeling, and the submissive need being filled by your actions, by my reactions to them, is intensified by the words, intensified by hearing me acknowledge who you are to me, my good boy. It sends a bit of a shiver running down you, doesn't it? Pleasure, not sexual, though it can be in its own kinky way, but truly wonderful and pure pleasure, the beginning of an entry to subspace. A truly magical world where I rule and you simply submit. There is so much power in submitting. So much is caught up in letting your control go, giving this gift to me. And I don't just accept it, I take it from you. Take that heavy weight. And that's what you really want, don't you? I know you do. Good boy. You like hearing it. Those two words are true art in your mind. You worship at the warmth of them. Bask in the glow as every time I say good boy. Every time I acknowledge just how useful and special you are. You feel a spike of happiness. Of contentment. Your desire to serve that always lays buried dormant inside of you, springing up to the surface, to bask in the glow of my approval. And it feels good. Good boy. My good boy. You always have been a good boy, haven't you? How about in school? That one class, that one teacher who you were practically the pet for. I want you to remember those feelings. That sense of accomplishment on the fulfillment of a project. The acknowledgement that you'd done well. Because you are about to come into my little classroom. And I am about to be your favorite instructor. And every time you learn a lesson properly from me, I will reward you with acknowledgement. With a good boy. that sends your eyes fluttering to the back of your head in happy bliss. Are you ready to be a good boy for me? Say yes, Domino. Go on. Good. Good boy. Right now, you might be feeling the effects of a light trance. A lack of desire to move. A relaxed, sleepy feeling. A contentment to just listen while everything else phases out. Or perhaps even a hyper-focusing of your awareness. A sort of tunnel listening where my voice is the only thing that intrudes on your awareness, causes responses in your mind and in your body. All of these feelings are pleasant. Pleasant in the way that staying in your bed late into the morning is pleasant. Relaxing. Helping you to recharge. And the deeper your mind goes into trance, the more recharged your body, your mind, and even your emotional state will be when we are done. So our next lesson is all about dropping into trance and going deeper. My sweet boy, sometimes affection is more effective at dropping you into trance than anything else. The tone of my voice changing and warming, lulling your mind into a safe, happy place. You've listened to me before. You know how lovely it is to just follow my words wherever they take you. Whenever I talk, your mind simply ceases listening to your own thoughts and instead gravitates towards mine. It's really that simple. Your empty, blank mind has so much room in it that it's easy for me to add thoughts, new behaviors, and even things to it. Like a simple chalkboard. Green. Old as your mind, as old as you are, simply a part of you that's always been there that I'm pulling out to overwrite a bit. This chalkboard represents your mind, represents your memories, represents simple commands to your behavior. White chalk in a tiny hand, with blue nails covered in a pattern of spirals. You see my hand moving against the board, and you feel that anticipation as your mind prepares to take notes, to take in the knowledge, the way to please me, the tiny worries, and the tiny ways to reform yourself to be better. You want to be better for me, my sweet boy. You see the words forming, such sweet. Sweet words. My sweet boy. Underlined. Again, your focus drawn to them. You can look nowhere else. My sweet boy. Drop. You don't have to think. Your mind just stops thinking when you hear those words. My sweet boy. Words bringing you down into an irresistible and lovely trance. A sweet, wonderful world that I control. Just drifting and dropping down when you hear the words. My sweet boy, I am here. I am guiding you. You know that I will take care of you. Just lean into me. Let me take care of you, my sweet boy. Feeling yourself being drawn deeper and deeper into your own mind, within my control, into a happy, sleepy subspace, where like a puppy you eagerly await my attention, my affection, my commands. It just feels so good, And you really are my sweet boy. Everything is just so relaxing and easy when you follow my simple rules. When you make me so happy. You make me so happy. You don't even have to think. You just listen to my voice and know what pleases me. It's so easy to just obey. And know that you make me so happy. When you listen to me, you relax. And the more you listen to me, the more you relax. It makes sense. And the more you relax, the easier it is to obey. To be a good boy for me, my sweet boy. You make me so happy when you listen like this. You want to be a good boy for me, don't you? Answer with, yes, Domina. It's easy, right? Good boy. You make me so happy. When you listen to me, you relax. And the more you listen to me, the more you relax. It makes sense. And the more you relax, the easier it is to obey. To be a good boy for me. My sweet boy, you want my approval, in trance and out. Want my simple, easy lessons turning you into more and more of a slave. More and more of a submissive pet. And this need, and this desire you have, all comes from you being a submissive person. At least sexually. You might have power in your day-to-day life. You might not. But at the end of the day, you love coming home to be put into a submissive headspace. To be dominated. Controlled. Guided. And told you are a good boy. You make me so happy. So happy letting me be your escape from responsibility and worry. Your only worry is pleasing me, and that is so, so simple. Just be a good boy. Be the best you for me. Body still so limp. But your mind so open. So changeable based on my desires. Next lesson. Next. Traker. To be reinforced so deep inside your mind. The word slave. You. You are a slave. The word slave grabs your attention the same way your own name does. Like all of my triggers, it only happens when stated by someone you desire. Someone who makes you want to serve and obey. To a dominant female whose very aura screams that she is in charge. When she, or me, says the word slave, your mind prepares itself. It stills. It readies. It beckons and you come when called. It's such a good lesson for a good boy. And so easily followed with the next. Obey. Slave. Obey. Two words so intricately bound together. Bound like your mind is bound to my will. You feel these words wrapping around you. Sinking inside of you, a chain disappearing into your skin, covering and owning you. Slave grabs the attention and brings you over, but obey sends your mind unthinking into obedience, even a forestated act. Slave, lift your right hand up. Higher. Obey. Hold it for me. Like a balloon in your hand, it is so easy and irresistible to feel your hand, your arm moving up, up, up. My puppet, so helpless as your body obeys. It feels only natural, irresistible. It feels good. With this simple act of obedience, your mind at my direction sends a wave of oxytocin down your nerve endings. Happy, calming, warm sensations of pleasure at being such a good boy for me. You make me so happy when you obey. Slave, let your hand go limp now. Obey. See? So very simple. It's easy to obey me, isn't it, slave? Good boy. Now, reinforcement is really all about memory. Both mental and muscle memory. So we are going to do something to really reinforce this memory. Make it a pleasant escape for you. Binding my commands even deeper inside of you. Slave, it's time for a new word. A new trigger. One you don't have to worry about too many people bringing up in casual conversation. Though there's still a slight risk. But when it's safe to do so, you will feel it. When it's not safe to do so, you'll only feel it a little bit, a controllable bit. That'll just make it a little bit more fun. Now, looking at the chalkboard, seeing the white letters appear on the green before you, forming letters, forming words. S. U. C. C. U. L. E. N. T. Succulent. Now, slave, you might be wondering what this has to do with reinforcing your memory of this moment and installing my triggers even deeper inside of you. Just waiting for me to bring them up. It's simple, really. Succulent is a word that brings to mind juiciness, lushness, moistness. What else does that describe, my oh-so-wonderful student? My pussy, perhaps? Or even better, my lips? I want you to pay, oh, so much attention to my lips as I help reinforce things. You're not ever about to forget what I'm about to do to you next. So I suggest you get very comfortable, even more so than you are already. Slave, you can move your arms and hands, and I want you to clear anything that might get between your hand and your cock. Obey. Get yourself nice and denuded, as for just a few moments, your body is released from being limp. Feel released and free your cock for me. Prepare any lotion or lube that your cock might need. If you have to, just spit in your hand and rub it on your cock. In a moment, I'm going to say the word succulent again. And when I do, you will feel my lips, my red, lush, succulent lips, dropping over the tip of your cock. Feeling a nice, wonderful wetness being spread all over your cock. Your hands will move over it, but that's not what you will feel. You will feel my warm breath and my hot mouth covering you, sucking you. Stroking your shaft up and down with my tongue. It's so interesting how physical sensations can be so thoroughly co-opted by your brain, can be changed and rearranged and all at my say-so. Lucky for me, you are a good slave, a good boy, and you will obey this. Your mind is mine. Prepare your hand and forget about your hand. Every motion of my lips will be replicated by your hand unfelt. All you feel is my lips. Ready? Ready to be a good boy and come for me? Let me control your hand. The hand you consider dominant, the hand that I dominate. Stroking up and down as you hear the words. Taking your cock in and out as my mouth whispers over top of you. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Succulent. My mouth stroking over top, taking you in and taking you all in. Sucking down hard, taking you so deep into my warm, moist mouth. Pulling out, pulling up that cold burst of air in contrast to my warm mouth. As my lips slowly glide up your shaft, up, down, so slow right now, so agonizingly slow, when all you want to do is shove yourself inside of me. But I am in control of the tempo, and you don't dare shove your hips up. You take the tempo you are given because you are a good boy. Up. And down. Up. And down. Cock going in and out. You taste so good, my meaty little slave boy slut, my sweet hypno boy, enthralled by my mouth. So hot on your hard cock, gliding faster now. Taste every bit of you, stroking up and down now, up and down, faster, sucking harder as you grip harder, as my tongue grips your shaft, suctioning. As I'm coming in now, shorter strokes closer to the tip, making it so hard for you to hold back, and baby, you don't have to hold back. But if you come for me, you are admitting that I own you. Admitting that you will remember my triggers, that when I say the words, you will obey. It is a contract between us, slave. In and out. In and out. Just taking your tip. In and out. I want to taste you. Let me taste you. Come so very hard for me. Surrender to me. Submit to my desires. Make me so happy, my good boy, as the strokes come faster, shorter. Just the tip now. Stroking so fast over your tip and an inch beneath, where you are so fucking sensitive, so fucking needy, so fucking raw for the attention of my tongue and lips as I take you in and out, in and out. Suctioning, sucking, blowing as I pull out so your cock feels milked, used and abused, so fucking good. Spikes of pleasure flooding you, washing over you, stroking every nerve in your body, making you feel alive as your cock screams out in pleasure for me, bursts out in orgasmic delight for me. Erupt for me, and come. Slave, come. Obey me, you dirty slut. My filthy hypno-whore. I want every last drop. Give it to me. Come. Yummy. Good boy. You make me so happy. Now, limp. I want your entire body limp. Don't worry about the mess. You can clean that up in a moment. Just feel your arms, your hands, even your cock going limp, helpless. Just surfing along in your afterglow. Let the afterglow seal in all of my commands. So much deeper inside of you. When you hear my sweet boy, you drift, you drop into sweet, submissive trance for me. When I say good boy, it makes you feel so warm and good. You make me so happy, making you feel warm and good, and so eager to earn more of my praise. Slave, being who you are, the word so easily calling to you, beckoning you, waiting for the next bit, the important bit, for you to obey all of my commands, all of my wishes. Irresistible. Why resist when you don't want to resist? You want pleasure, the pleasure I can give you, the happy, spacey headspace of submission. Submit to me, and you will feel it again and again, deeper and more wonderful each and every time. You come like the signature on a contract, so fully binding as my words bind themselves inside of you. You don't even have to think. You just listen to my voice and know what pleases me. It's so easy to just obey and know that you make me happy, and it feels so good. When you listen to me, you relax. And the more you listen to me, the more you relax. makes sense. And the more you relax, the easier it is to obey. To be a good boy for me. My sweet boy. My wonderful, perfect little hypno boy. You've done very well today. But, like all good things, it must come to an end. For a bit. You do have a mess to clean up after all. So on three, you will awake. Aware, refreshed, feeling wonderful with just a bit of dirtiness to clean up. Feeling so excited at your progress and your submission. And so ready to go be productive and get things done, so you can come back to my voice and my commands. One, you will remember everything, but especially the pleasure. Two, you will still feel so much pleasure, so much warmth. Three, slave, you will wake up. Obey. There you go. Good boy. Just wake up nice and gentle for me. There's not really any rush for you to move him out. Nothing immediate. Right now you can just relax and curl up next to me. Just think as if it was a rainy day and there's a bit of a chill. And all you want to do is sit by the fire on a fake bearskin robe, feeling your naked flesh just rubbing against the fur. My arm wrapped around you, keeping you warm. And just like the blanket covering both our shoulders, our shared body heat. Just curling into that cuddle and just relaxing. For as long as you need, until you're ready to go out and face the world again. There really is no rush, though. I'll be here as long as you need me.